I think sometimes we forget that we don't gather to sing songs, to just listen to a teaching. We actually came to encounter a man. We actually came to encounter a man. And he's worthy of our love. He's worthy of all our affections. And he's beautiful beyond words. A couple of weeks ago, I went to visit one of our congregations, an evening service, and I stood there in the worship and they were singing, "More than anything you give, more than anything you want, I just want you." And I was going for it in song and I was just singing. And the next moment I felt my spirit being caught up into heaven, and I found myself almost like in Revelations 5, standing next to John, starting to weep because he sees the scroll and no one's found worthy to open it. And one of the elders taps him on the shoulder, I imagine, and says, "John, don't weep, for there's one worthy." And he says to John, "Behold the lion from the tribe of Judah." And John turns to behold the lion, but he doesn't see a lion. He sees a lamb standing in the midst of the throne, as if it has been slain. And I found myself caught up in Revelation 5, and my eyes just fell on the beautiful, beautiful Son of Heaven. And I found myself just looking at Jesus. And as I looked at him, I felt the Father whispering into my heart. And he said, "Look again. And look again. And look again. You're not really seeing him." And he said to me, "Just look again at the one who upholds the world and the universe by the power of his word. Just look again at the one who's the very radiance of the Father's glory. Just look again at the one who walks amongst the seven spirits of God. Just look again upon the one who's like jasper and sardius, like carnelian. Look again at the most beautiful of all eternity and be fascinated with him again. Be filled with wonder again. Fall in love with him again. Son, look at him again. The one who has everything I have. The one whom I love with everything I am. Look at him and love him." You see, beloved, you will worship him to the degree that you see him. You will worship him to the degree that you see him. Because to see him is to love him. You cannot see him and not break perfume jars over his feet. You cannot. You cannot sit with apathy and boredom if you see him. And I have a feeling in my heart that the Father is about to get violent in the house of the Lord, and he's about to rip scales from eyes. And I feel like the Lord is about to give us our eyes back, so we can once again be filled with wonder and awe. We would once again have a holy obsession with the Son of Love. See him for who he truly is. You see, the eyes have a way of drifting, and when the eyes drift, the heart follows. When you have a steady gaze on the beauty of Jesus, your heart will always be in wonder, in awe, in obedience, and a hunger for encounter and worship. But the moment your eyes drift, your heart follows, and it happens so quickly. Today you are a burning man, and tomorrow you are cold as ice. But if we can keep our eyes on the beauty of Jesus, Find him in the scriptures. Find him in prayer. Find him in worship. I was praying in the beginning of the year, and as I was praying, I felt the Holy Spirit speaking into my spirit, and he said, apathy is the spirit over this generation. Apathy. You know what's apathy? It's the lack of desire. It's the lack of passion. It's the lack of zeal. Apathy. It simply means you and I, I'm just generalizing, are bored with God. Apathy has just got its fingers into the heart of the church. Lack of desire. And I was speaking with him, when last have you just cried into your Bible? When last were you in tears in prayer? When last were you so jealous to encounter the presence of Jesus that you couldn't sleep, or you decided to wake up at 3 or 4 a.m. and it's very cold here, but you decided to do it because there's such a hunger? But apathy. And if we are really honest, the question we should be asking is, are you bored with him? If you say you aren't bored with God, where's your lack of passion? Why is there such apathy on you? And as I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, apathy is the spirit over this generation. I heard him saying, and I could feel the excitement of the Holy Spirit, and I felt the Holy Spirit saying, but I have an answer that will break off the clutches of apathy over this generation's heart. And now I'm waiting to hear what the Spirit is saying. What is the cure? And he whispered into my heart, the beauty of Jesus. The beauty of Jesus. To be fascinated once again with the one who stands in the midst of the throne with scars in his hands. To once again lose your heart in wonder. And we were speaking about this weekend in John 17, that priestly prayer of Jesus, you know. I believe he's praying John 17 today before the throne. And so, why is that such an amazing portion of scripture for me? Because you and I we are invited into a conversation that God is having with God. God the Son is speaking to God the Father through God the Spirit, and he is revealing the desires that's been in the heart of God forever. You and I get invited into that conversation, and it's bold in red letters. And when we get to taste and see what's in the heart of heaven. And right at the end of that portion of scripture, Jesus makes this little statement. And he says that the love that's in you, Father, for me will be in them. So let me just say plainly, you know what Jesus is? Jesus is standing in John 17. Right at the right on his heels, he's going to the cross. He is about to step into that roller coaster. He's about to get crucified, bruised, beaten. Right, it's right on his heels. It's there, and he's looking at his papa. He's looking at his Abba, knowing that his father has a bride in mind for him. And he's looking into his papa's face in John 17, and he simply is asking the father this. He's saying, Daddy, the love that you have for me, the way you love me, I have this one request, that love will be in them for me. Will you somehow take the love that you have in your heart for me, the way you love me, put it in them? They would love me the way you love me. I believe Jesus is standing before the Father today praying, saying, Father, help them to love me.
help them to love me. Show them my glory. He prays that in John 17. Reveal to them who I am. Because if they see my glory, if they truly see me, the love that's in you will be in them. But our eyes drift. And our hearts follow. And we find ourselves like in the first letter to the church of Ephesus. We find ourselves once again there. We're a church. We're doing the way quite well. We're doing Christianity quite well. But somewhere in the mix of it all, we've fallen out of love. Love is no longer the reason. And I said yesterday to the worship team, if your opinion is louder than your worship, you have a cold heart. I don't see Jesus having opinions. I just see a man surrender to the Father. I see him full of love, full of worship. Jesus. When last have you broken through the pages of Scripture and you discovered the man on the other side waiting for you? You know, I almost feel to say in my heart, kindly and tenderly, it's time to declare war against apathy. It's time to wake up to the glory of Jesus. There's nothing more, beloved. He is it. He's everything the Father ever wanted to give to the church. It's in that man. And I heard something beautiful when Mike Davis was teaching, and he was speaking about one day when we stand face to face in eternity, glorified bodies, no more tears, no more pain, no more hunger, healed of every disease. We'll stand there in front of the throne of mercy with flashes of lightning coming from it, and the one who sits on it is bright and red and blue. We look into the glory of God with glorified hands lifted in worship. And amongst us all, there will still be one with scars. And we with glorified bodies will eternally look upon wounds. He is beautiful. And if you once again be filled with wonder, be fascinated with Jesus, you'll make it to the end. Why do you think Paul made it to the end and Timothy and Titus and Stephen is standing there and allowing them to throw him with stones? Oh, he was fascinated with Jesus. And the church needs a fresh vision of him. He's the reason. He's the answer. He's the fullness. He's the great reward. It's him. We get him. It's not about eternal life. We get Jesus for eternity. That's what gets me excited. I get to look upon him. I get to be with him. He's the reward, beloved. Your hours of prayer, your hours in the Word, your hours in worship. The reward is not the good feeling or the revelation. The reward is Him. The most beautiful. So to see Him is to worship Him. To want Him. And it's interesting, the book of Revelation, I'm closing with this. I just felt in my heart, I'm not going to drag this thing. My legs are shaking. I also feel the presence of Jesus. The bread from heaven is walking amongst us. If that doesn't raise your heartbeat, what will? And right there at the end of Revelation, after saying to the church, you have forsaken your first love. Actually, God speaks to the church and he says, this is how you get back. I never saw that, you know. So I'm going to tell you how to get back to your burning heart. I'm going to tell you how to get back to the place where you're fascinated with Jesus again. And he says to the church, simple. Remember how far you've fallen. Repent thereof and return. Remember, repent, return. And it's three R's. That thing can teach, I think. Remember, repent, return. A couple of weeks ago, I was in worship, just struggling to connect, struggling to press in, struggling to press through. And I'm standing there with a guitar and I'm just going through the motions, kind of. I'm singing the songs, just hoping that somewhere in the mix of it all, I will just. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord whispering into my heart, and he said, remember the first time you encountered my presence. I was a young boy of 13. I stood there with a guitar, singing. And I'm thinking back 13 years. We went to an AFM church in Pretoria. They sang a little song. I lift my hands to the coming King, to the great I am. To you I sing, for you're the one who reigns within my heart. You know that song? And I will serve no foreign. First time. Coming into the church. We have never seen worship bands playing. I stood there and this worship team started singing. I lift my hands to the coming King, to the great I am, to you I sing, for you're the one who reigns within my heart. And I remember encountering the presence of Jesus. You know, when you wake up, when your heart wakes up, the first time encountering the living God. And I remember my hands went up. I didn't go to any worship school. I didn't even know it was in the Bible. My heart responded. A wave hit my chest. And as the wave hit my chest, my hands just went up. And I stood there with tears and I was praying in my heart, Lord, please don't let the music stop today. And I stood there with my hands lifted and I felt the Holy Spirit saying to me, remember. And when I remembered His presence the first time, lifting hands, my hands were shaking, but I said, I'm not letting them down. I was so afraid that the feeling will go. And it's not about feeling, but I so encountered Him and was shaking. I couldn't let them down. Remember. Do you remember? Do you remember when you were lost and you came in and you found life? When you were broken and He came and restored? When you were sick and He touched? Do you remember those times where you didn't want the worship to stop? You're just crying and the presence of Jesus was all around. Do you remember how you used to burn right in the beginning? That's what He said to Israel in the book of Isaiah and so many books. He said, do you remember the devotion of your youth when you used to love me as a bride? Do you remember? You're so full of apathy. You're so asleep. You've so become familiar with me and with my presence and with church and with the little songs we're singing. You know, we're going through the motions. And oh, beloved. Remember, repent. And then that beautiful little word. Come back to the place where I'm the only one you want. Come back to that burning heart. Come back to wonder. Come back to fascination. Come back, come back, come back, come back. That's what He's saying to Ephesus. He's saying, Ephesus, come back. Come back. Burning heart. We sing a little song like, with all my heart, I love you, Lord. You're my first love, my great reward. He was singing that. I think heaven is trembling. I would love to stand next to Jesus while he's praying, Father, help them to love me. And the next moment from outswearing, this little song comes up to the throne like incense, and the Father is, son. Listen. We love you, Jesus. Son, listen. Listen. We love you, Jesus. What do you think happens in his heart? A little song. It wounds him.
I said it Friday night. There's this little verse in Song of Songs that says, you have ravished my heart with one glance of your eyes. You know what he's saying? Saying one little moment of undivided attention where your eyes meet my eyes, it wounds me. One moment.
We so easily forget it's not about the Christian way. It's about the Christian King. It's about him first. Loving him. Loving him. That's become the greatest prayer in my life. Help me to love you. Help me to. I want to love Jesus. I really do. I don't have any other vision. There's no greater vision. I have nothing else. This is where my heart is set upon. I just want to love him with everything I have. It's that simple. Just want to love him.
It's interesting. We've been speaking, you know, if you have worked with people before in your life, you'll know it's much easier to work with animals because people are broken. But whenever in our context, when I sit with men that's got issues or angry or whatever, I stop them and I always firstly ask the question. I say, before we go further, just again tell me, how much time do you spend at the feet of Jesus? Just in the word, in prayer, in worship. Most of the time, most of them say, I've not really been getting to that place. I said, there's the problem.
Beloved, here's the thing, and I'm closing. What is the purpose of your life? Your calling? No. Your giftings? No. The purpose of your life is a man, and his name is Jesus. That's it.
I feel like we need to go back into that little song. With all my heart, I love you. And there's maybe some of you, as we sing that, you want to remember. You want to repent and you want to come home, come back to a burning heart. You just need to come. I don't know how you need to respond, whether you want to bow or kneel or just come back.
No, it says in the last days, the love of many will grow cold. I don't know if your love for him has grown cold. And I don't know how hungry or how desperate you are this morning for change. I don't know. But it's time to get a fresh vision of Jesus again. It's time for a burning heart. It's time for apathy to be broken from your heart and spirit and mind. It's time to wake up and love him fully.